If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Oh, what if I told you everything you know about the world is wrong?
What if I told you that all the things you believe to be impossible are in fact very much possible?
Reality is not what you think it is. It's so much more complicated, fascinating.
And above all,
boy howdy, is it terrifying.
We are at the fringes of the map.
Oh yeah.
And there's more than just dragons.
October 4th, 1952. Alpha Camp. T2 Ice Sheet, aka Fletcher's Island, the Arctic Circle. You are part of the International Project Ice Skate, a long-term scientific study into the Arctic ice sheath with particular focus in geology, biology, and astronomy. As part of this, you have three ongoing experiments with a fourth set to begin. The first is a geological test and survey into the permafrost deep beneath your feet during a deep boring drill. Hidden underneath layers of ice is the history of Earth, frozen in time for you to find. Responsible for the drill is an engineer named Blair Palmer and a geologist, Kate Lloyd. The second study is a marine wildlife one, a colony of harp seals who have previously never been discovered this far north need to be investigated. Their populations, their migratory habits, catalogued. Damo, you are conducting this study. Tell us about yourself.
Hello, I'm Dr. Dane Boxley. I am a biologist. I've always had a love of animals.
What's your virtue and vice?
My virtue is that I can be generous, but my vice is that I'm pessimistic. I have some aspirations. I want to find a snow worm that I've heard about.
Okay.
Worm boys.
And I never actually want to hurt any animals. That's very, very important to me.
Okay.
I was involved in the war and I did some despicable things to animals that I feel terrible about.
Two questions.
I don't know why I'm laughing.
Maybe just one question.
Actually. Okay.
Yeah.
Which war?
Yeah, I don't really know.
How old is your character? Like vaguely. You don't have to give me an exact.
30s.
30?
Yeah.
Well, you could have easily served in World War II then.
Sick. That's where it happened.
Well, accompanying you is Richard Masseur, a skilled hunter who ensures the local polar bear population leaves you alone during your work. The third ongoing experiment is a comprehensive cataloging of celestial bodies viewable from the Arctic Circle. Before NASA, there was NACA, the National Advisory Committee for Aeronautics, who have only recently begun research into that final frontier. Tom, you are an astronomer working for NACA. Tell us about yourself.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm Dr. Leopold Kitten. I'm out here on the ice, and it's just like being at home. I'm an astronomer, and my goal is that I believe in aliens. I'd like to see an alien up there. You know, I'd really like to find that. My virtue is I'm honest. You know, I can't tell a lie. I could try, but you'd know. And sometimes, you know, I get a little bit excited, so I'm hasty. So, like, if, you know, we need to come up with a plan, but I might just want to go straight in there and look at the sky. I like the sky. My other aspiration is to make new friends.
That's lovely.
Thank you.
Finally.
I did not fight in a war.
Shocked. Absolutely shocked.
Unbeknownst to me, this game is somehow in the shadow of World War II. Finally, the fourth experiment, set to begin hopefully in the next day or so, is the Arctic Snow Cruiser. The ice sheet you are on is not permanent. It grows and wanes with the changing seasons and has even been known to move with the permafrost beneath. The extent of this change has never been catalogued, but that is soon to be remedied. The Arctic Snow Cruiser is a simply enormous truck designed to traverse this hazardous terrain. Specifically designed ice treads, state-of-the-line engine coolant, heated cabins and living quarters, an almost experimental diesel-electric hybrid engine, and even a padded roof designed to hold a small aircraft for aerial surveying. The Arctic Snow Cruiser will have a crew of three: the pilot, Van Wall, your team leader, Max Brewer, who is kind of like base supervisor, and a handyman to keep everything in working condition. Carney, please tell us about yourself.
Hello, my name is Richie Brain. I'm a 70-year-old handyman. I was born in the 1880s. I fought in many wars, the Second Boer War, the Turkish Independence War. I've been to Iraq. I've fought in World War I. But now I'm a pacifist, and I deserted before World War II. And do you want to know some of my aspirations?
Please.
Do you want all of them?
You can, just any ones that you think are important.
Well, an aspiration that I have is to cook the perfect omelette.
That you think are important.
He thought about it.
Sure.
I'd also like to write a letter to my kids and perhaps, if I may, regain my honour.
Fuck yes.
My virtue is that I'm peaceful, and my vice is that I'm cowardly.
It's simply incredible combination.
Yeah.
Also on base is Attila Yilmaz, the newest member and medical doctor. Turkey, as the newest NATO partner, insisted on having a presence here at Alpha Base as a demonstration of cooperation. You don't yet know what to make of him. Day one.
Oh, no.
What could go wrong?
I'd like to imagine that if this was a video game, it's like, what is it, Majora's Mask, when it's like
right.
Nine of the first day and you like...
Is that a horror game?
Well, it's a Zelda game, but it's
scary. Zelda.
Zelda's scary.
All Zelda games are the scariest Zelda games.
It's true. It's very much you have a time frame. But in that, you have the ability to travel back and forth through time, which I do not think we will get.
I'm optimistic. I think it's just going to be a nice couple of days of us getting our jobs done.
Yep.
Having a great time.
We're not actually playing a scary role-playing game. We're just playing a task achievement-based role-playing game.
Yeah.
Little tasks.
It's a destination holiday.
Make new friends, guys. That's my goal. Okay? That's what I'm going to do.
And all my friends are dead.
Oh, no.
Dr. Boxley.
Yes.
You are not too far away, maybe about a short one-hour trip via dog sled from the base.
Okay.
With Richard Masur, you are observing the colony of harp seals.
Yeah.
You've been watching this for a few days now. The ice is beginning to reharden as T2, the ice sheet that you were on, as winter comes on.
Okay.
And you can see that the harper seals here have made kind of natural grooves in
amazing animals. They are the best.
In the ice as they slide down and come back out of the water.
Uh-huh.
Now, through your, I assume you've taken some sort of like optic sort of device. I mean, there's no one's going to get upset if you're basically in among the harp seals. So I suppose it's up to you how close you'd like to be.
Oh, I'd like to be very close.
The harp seals do not seem to be at all... actually, I was about to say they have no natural predators, but actually, we'll get to that in a bit.
Okay. Oh, no. Yeah, isn't there a guy with you to stop those natural predators? His whole job.
You are thankfully quite good at your job, and the seals are used to your presence. Mm-hmm. You've been here for a little while now, so they know that you coming means maybe food, if anything.
Right, yeah.
So the harp seals are just comfortable letting you wander in and among them. You hear the like, do you know what a harp seal looks like? You know the really fluffy white ones?
Yes. Oh,
that's
my God, they're
seals.
Gorgeous. Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah.
They're excited, if anything, to see
you. Yeah, great.
You have several of the harp seals have been tagged, and you just got to check in on them, see what they're doing and what they're up to.
Yeah.
GPS is not a thing.
Not really there yet, yeah. Okay. So I was just wandering through. I'm like, hello, boys. I try to get a high five off a few of them. They don't really follow up. Not that.
No, make Adam roll for a high five.
Can we roll for a high five?
Absolutely.
Oh,
it was
yes.
One animal ken, three presents, right?
That's right, yeah.
I hope you get this. I hope you get at least one.
You absolutely feel free to name it as well.
Oh,
okay.
One of these harp seals is so friendly that you have taught it a trick, which is the high five.
Yes. All right. Oh, what's a
Please,
good harp seal?
Take one of these harp seals, and I'm Nothing sinister is going to come of this. Take one of these harp seals, love it, okay, and name it.
yeah. My favorite harp seal, Joanna, has just slapped me a five with their flipper. Yeah.
Slapped
me a five.
Beautiful.
Just slipped you money.
Is this one of the harp seals that you have tagged as well?
Yeah. So I approach Joanna, bucket of fish in hand, ready to check the tag.
Joanna greedily eats the fish that you have to offer.
God,
you give it a little high five.
Yeah.
You do just it's kind of just a welfare check, basically. You're checking to make sure that the seal is healthy, mm-hmm, nothing's strange has happened to the seal, and maybe just give it like a little bit of a pat down to see if it's like harp seals are much lower than where you are currently.
Right.
So you're kind of doing a temperature check.
Okay.
Just to see how the harp seal is functioning. Do you have a specialty in animals with your medicine? Just checking.
With the medicine, no.
Nope. Okay. That's fine. Unfortunately, your first attempt to check Joanna, she's just like, she's damn wriggling around. She wants to get it. She's trying to get at the fish in the bucket.
Right.
Would you like to try again, or do you just want to keep moving on? Because every failed attempt is another fish that's not going to be in your bucket.
Okay. I think because it's Joanna.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. I'm like, Joanna, love, come on. I'm just going to get a little bit handsy. It's nothing, you know, this. It's just purely medical.
Incredible. You feed Joanna another fish. Uh-huh. I'm going to say that you're down to, let's say you're down to 12 fish. Okay. They're like big, I don't know what would be local to this area, but we'll say salmon.
Great.
They're big salmon, and so you can only carry, because you've got to also travel here by dog sled.
Yeah.
So you can only carry so much. So you're down to 12 fish.
Okay.
You fed another one to Joanna, leaving you 12.
Yeah.
And with that one, Joanna's still fucking wriggling, but you're able to do the temperature check. She's fine.
Awesome.
You move on to the next seal. Uh-huh. Do you want to name this one as well?
Yes.
Yeah.
Stop naming the seals. When they die, guess which ones are going to die first?
I would never.
This one I've called Teal the Seal.
What you should do is name them after your own loved ones in real life.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing bad will happen. All right, name one after your twin brother.
Thomas and Sean. Sean.
Oh, that one's going to die so fast.
Teal the Seal, thankfully, maybe one of the tricks you taught Teal the Seal is sit.
Okay, beautiful.
Teal the Seal sits patiently, waits to be fed, and then calmly allows you to check him. Teal the Seal is doing well as well. While you're checking Teal the Seal, you see, so the little bay that the seals like to nest and to live in is, if you can imagine, like a natural divot in the ice sheet where there's a very easy ramp into and out of the water.
Mm.
But there is way behind you like a ledge, and you see in the corner of your eye a large, eloping, dark shape moving along that ledge.
Okay.
You turn and you see a polar bear. The polar bear in one ear has a big green tag. This is another part of your study. You're also, you've also captured this polar bear. Well, captured.
Mm-hmm.
You have tagged this polar bear, and it's like a not important part of the study, but it is a part of the study.
Yeah.
This is kind of like bonus points, essentially. Would you like to have named the polar bear?
Yes.
The polar bear, you can have named, but it definitely doesn't know any tricks.
Yeah. The bear I have called Guillermo.
You can, if you want, check Guillermo.
Oh, shit.
You haven't in the last few weeks, so if you don't keep doing it regularly, that data is probably going to be useless.
I think we better check this tag then.
So Richard Masser has slung over each shoulder two different things.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the same thing, but with a slightly different silhouette. They're both rifles.
Mm-hmm.
But over one shoulder, he has just a proper rifle.
Right.
And over the other one, he has a dart gun.
Okay.
Richard looks at you, looks at the silhouette up on the ridge, and you see him do like a... Because darting Guillermo is his job.
Right. Okay.
He unlumbers that dart gun, and you see him take like a steady stance. Mm. He looks up at Guillermo. Crack! The air rifle that fires the dart makes a loud, echoing noise. A bunch of the seals scatter. They're terrified at the noise. But you see a red puffy dart appear in Guillermo's neck. The polar bear roars in pain, turns, and bounds off into the ice sheet.
Okay.
You know you've got about 2 minutes before he collapses.
All right. Am I near the dog sled at all?
You got to climb back up. The dogs and the seals don't work well together. Okay, so the dog sled cannot come down in here.
All right. I turn to Richard. I say, Richard, you ready to run?
Richard, he's been mostly, he doesn't talk much. So okay. He just nods and gestures for in the direction of the dog sled. Both of you sprint in that direction. Mm-hmm. Richard unloads the cartridge that the dart comes in, and he quickly loads another one in just in case.
Good.
And
sure, we won't need that. That's fine.
Yeah. Richard, absolutely the sort of person who'd rather have it and not need it than need it and not have it.
Okay.
He clacks the bolt back into place. Yeah. You get to the dog sled. Who do you want to drive? Do you want to drive, or do you want Richard to drive?
Take the reins, boy.
I think, yeah, let's say I drive, so if Richard needs another shot, he can do it from the back.
All right.
You want to be dog sled commander?
Yeah, I've ridden a dog sled in real life.
You've ridden a dog sled?
What the fuck?
Togo.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah.
It's
holy
awesome.
Shit.
Was it good?
So many good dogs.
What's the call thing? What's the call sign to get it going?
Oh, I can't remember. It was
is it
my
mush?
Yip, yip, but that's not. That's Avatar.
That's Avatar. Avatar. Is it mush or is that for
mush.
Horses or something?
I think mush.
Yeah, I can't remember if that's what.
But my memory from Togo is that Willem Dafoe's like, I think he says mush.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look, if it's good enough for Dafoe, it's good enough for me.
Yeah.
That's basically.
That's how I live my life.
Yeah, my philosophy too.
Yeah.
All right. Do you need an explanation on how willpower works?
Yeah, go on.
So you have a stat called willpower. Mm-hmm. Now, willpower represents making just like a concentrated, concerted effort. It's you being like, all right, this is important, fucking focus.
Okay.
Every point of willpower you can spend to get a +3 to any roll. Oof. If there's something important you need to do, it's really worth spending willpower. Mm-hmm. Now, once you have run out of willpower, that represents your character being emotionally and maybe physically exhausted.
Right.
And what that means is you need to indulge in your vice at the next opportunity.
Okay.
But only once you run out.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. Yeah. That being said, though.
Dangerous for you.
There are three ways to regain willpower. You get a willpower point back every day. If you indulge in your vice, anytime you indulge in your vice, you regain 1 point. If you indulge in your virtue to your own detriment, you get all of it back.
That is the money.
It has to be to your detriment, though.
Ooh, okay.
Love role-playing to my detriment. It is my favorite activity.
Yeah. So if you wanted to, you could spend willpower and turn this one dice into 4.
Let's do it. Yeah.
Oh, fuck. You still failed.
No.
Oh! The dogs, they're not going. They know they're trained. They know what to do, but they're not running. You need them running because Guillermo, this is not the first time this has happened. Guillermo doesn't slow down.
Right.
Guillermo's going 10 out of 10 and then he'll hit 0 out of 10 like that.
Yeah.
So he's going to be pissed, Bolton. So you are losing him.
Uh-huh.
But I'm going to say as well that Richard is going to, he's going to be the one doing the tracking.
Come on, Richie baby.
Thankfully, Richard, you don't lose Guillermo, but you need to make up for this time. Do you want to spend another point of willpower?
Oh.
Yeah, go on. Go on.
All right.
Go on, Damon. What else is it for?
Yeah.
It's like money.
It's for my boy Guillermo.
It's for Guillermo.
You don't save money.
No. Beautiful. No, that's perfect. All right.
Can't take your willpower with you when Adam's killed you.
You don't spot Guillermo. You spot a little bobbing black dot that is his nose on the tundra going up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down. Bang! It hits the snow.
Okay.
Guillermo's out cold. You pull the sled up. As close to, how close do you feel getting to Guillermo?
I feel like the dog, to give the dogs a bit of, I don't want them freaking out, smelling polar bear. So let's say, a few meters back from Guillermo.
All right. You make sure you're not too close to Guillermo. Mm. You hop down off the sled. So does Richard. Richard just gives you a, and then takes a knee next to the dogs, brings his rifle up and trains it on Guillermo in case he needs to fire.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's going to bring up the regular rifle.
Oof.
So you can tell he's technically supposed to be taking orders from you.
Right.
So you can tell him to switch if you want.
So I notice this. Yeah. Yeah. All right. I think, I'm going to turn to Richard. What do I call him? Your name Richie, aren't you?
I'm Richie.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to stick with Rich. I'm going to.
Dick.
I'm going to call him Dick.
Yes.
Oi, Dick, what are you doing? No. We don't hurt these animals. I told you. Get the tranquilizer one, mate. What are you thinking?
Dick just gives you a big old grunt. He doesn't shoulder it. He just puts it in the snow, right, so it's at hand. Okay. But then he brings out the trank gun.
Always love our chats, Dick.
As you're moving up to Guillermo, he rolls a little bit. Not a huge one. He doesn't even roll over. He just kind of jerks a little bit.
Okay.
And then... But he doesn't move.
Okay. Look, Guillermo, no belly rubs today. We're just checking your tag, mate. I try to get a little bit closer and, yeah, get close to that tag.
Okay. All right. Thank God. You're quick. Mercifully quick. You lift up Guillermo's, one of his massive paws, and it weighs so much. You just quickly check his heart rate by putting your hand into his armpit.
Yep.
Then you do just a quick little once over, parting any matted fur, just to check to see if he's hurt or anything like that, how he's adapting, how he's doing. He seems to be thriving.
Fuck yeah. Happy days. Good. Yeah. Good for Guillermo. Good for me.
You know that nothing's going to fucking attack a polar bear. You can leave Guillermo here. That's fine.
Okay, good. Yeah, he's fine, unconscious. Yeah.
All right.
All right.
You ride back to the seal colony, and as you do so, you see that another dog sled has pulled up there. You know what this means. So not too far, your base is called Alpha Camp.
Yep.
Nothing too creative. It's the first of the camps, hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not the only of the camps.
Okay.
As this is a NATO-y aligned sort of thing.
Right.
The Soviets are also here.
Oh, the Reds. Those fucking Reds, yeah.
This other dog sled, you know, belongs to your counterpart for the Soviet camp. How friendly would you get with such a person? Because he, if you chat with him, he will chat with you. Or he'll give you like stilted English wherever possible.
All right. I think, yeah, I would have a chat, but I'd have a bit of a guard up with this guy.
Well, you would know his name then as Dr. Yulian Semenov. He's also got a dicky. He's got a dick
of
equivalent.
Yeah, great.
What a line. Let me give you that better. He's got a masseur, a Richard Masseur equivalent, who, instead of having a dart gun.
Hey. Do you know what I just realized?
Yeah.
Your nickname for him is Dick Masseur.
Dick Masseur.
Who, instead of having a dart gun and then just a rifle, just has slung over one shoulder an AK.
Oh, fuck you.
No dart gun to be seen.
Yeah.
But yeah, that Soviet equivalent of masseur is just standing off to one side smoking a cigarette. He never interacts. And they sometimes switch out who it is. So you never really get a chance to know this person.
Right.
But yeah, Yulian, you can see, is crouched in among the seals and he's got a clipboard out and he's making little notes.
Yeah.
He looks at you as you approach.
Yulian, baby, lovely to see you. Just had a little run in with Guillermo. He's doing great, by the way. What are we up to over here?
Yulian thinks for a moment. Guillermo, and then he just gestures like big.
That's the one, baby.
Ah, da. He gestures to the ramps that you noticed earlier when you got here. Melt ice with the body.
He's saying the oh, right, so the
grooves,
the
that
seals.
They have naturally
worn
into the ice, yeah.
Yeah, and so he's just checking those out, basically.
Yeah, he seems curious about those. He's looking at them.
Okay.
The seals... actually. how much do the seals love him? Okay, well...
It'd be worse if it was more.
They like you...
Break my heart.
The seals probably like you more.
Yes.
Probably? Better fish.
But they're not afraid of him. They also know that he means fish.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, he's like checking the grooves, like the depth of the grooves, that sort of thing.
Yeah, he probably literally has like a little measuring device that he's using to check the grooves.
Oh, feeling groovy, I see. Have you found out anything interesting?
Feeling groovy. Groovy. And then he does a little dance.
I like
groovy,
his
groovy.
All right,
yeah. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. I don't know if that song's come out at this point. Da is big, he says. He gestures to them. maybe. And then he makes the same size gesture he did when you were talking about Guillermo.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe big.
So what's my mission is just to study the sheath
yeah,
as well,
just,
right?
This is
yeah,
just like friendly communication.
Lovely little bit.
Probably though, not yeah. endorsed by the, okay. the scientific organization you work for, but
right, right.
like, who cares? In the ice, everyone's friends.
Yeah, okay, good, good.
Don't know about that.
Some drugs off this man, I say.
On that topic, actually, Julian looking at you, he looks past you at Dick Masseur.
Yeah.
And then his equivalent,
his
who are both kind of like on either ends of the colony. Both of them, you turn around and we realize they're both smoking a cigarette and look like a mirror version of the other one. He looks at each of them, then looks at you. You can see there's clearly something troubling him.
Mm-hmm.
Like he looks at you and there's something that he can't say. But beyond that, he just seems a little uncomfortable for a second. He nods. You are a good man.
Yeah, yeah, I like to think I'm a pretty good man.
No, 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 no. I say you are a good man.
Right back at you, Semenov.
Da, da, thank you, thank you. I wish our countries, I wish, he says, he shrugs. He looks around. Before, when he was measuring the groove, he seemed really excited about the animals. But now you can see all of that is, it's like the life, the color is drained out of him. I cannot stay long today. I must work, he says. He turns around and he starts taking some more measurements.
Okay, I kind of kneel down next to him and I'm like, I got something on your mind there, Semenov? You seem a bit distracted.
Julian ums and ahs. Our countries do not friendly, and the bases, you make base, and then we make base just because you make base. But information has come to light, and the base is like a light competition, but soon to be very direct competition.
I look across at his dick with the AK-47. I take a deep swallow. Say, can you tell me anything more about that, Julian? That seems rather serious.
He follows your eye line, and when he realizes what you're thinking, he says, "Oh no, not violent, no shooting, but a big project is coming. Is going to make your people upset and." My people do it specifically to make your people upset.
You're not going to steal Joanna away from me, are you?
He gives kind of like a laugh, like a bittersweet laugh, like it's breaking his heart.
Oh, no.
He wishes he was taking Joanna away.
I am not going to be here for much longer. They switch me out soon. I am to be sent. I do not know where. If this is the last time we speak, I want you to know... Well, I guess I've already told you that he turns back to his work. And if you engage him again, he doesn't really talk to you much.
Okay.
He just seems like he needs to focus on what he's doing.
Well, all the best with your grooves. And I go back to Dick Masseur. And I sort of lean
wish
in.
Wish I'd predicted this. Wish I'd been able to circumvent this.
You named him Richard Masseur.
And I lean in and say, hey, you haven't heard any whisperings about what the Reds are up to? Because... Semenov was sort of indicating there was something big happening.
Richard shrugs. I don't see much. You know that one of the things that he commonly does around Alpha Camp is just literally perimeter checks.
Right.
To make sure a polar bear doesn't just wander into your camp. And as part of that, from your camp, you can actually see the Soviet camp on the horizon.
Right.
And you know that it's not been hidden or anything like that. Often with his telescopic rifle, he'll just kind of gaze at the camp. And it's not like he'll do it without the deattach the scope and look just through that.
Uh-huh.
So you know it's not a hostile thing. He just seems to be genuinely curious about their camp.
Okay.
Yeah, haven't seen none.
Great chat as always. Righto.
Just getting back.
Best save that information for the boys back at camp. Well, we've got some more seals to look at, I guess.
Dick Masseur he's got like one of those, you know, those cool watches that has a little flip on it. He takes... Flips it open and then goes, meh, 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 meh. Closes it up and turns back, lights another cigarette.
I pick up my bucket of fish and I sort of, go back to check on the rest of the seals I've yet to check on.